Good morning. You're listening to The Morning Interview on KCAW in Sitka. I'm Catherine Rose, and joining me this morning in the studio are four individuals from Sitka Tribe of Alaska. Joining us is Kathy Hope Erickson, Sitka Tribe of Alaska Council Chair, and Melanie Board from SDA Social Services Department, Crystal Perilla, and Brianna Stewart. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
And we're here to talk about quite a few things going on, exciting things with STA. And the first thing that's happening today, the luncheon honoring tribal elders. What time is that, and what's on the agenda?
Yes, today it starts at 11:30 to 2 o'clock. Actually, I think that's 3 o'clock. But it's at the Centennial Hall. It's in the main part of the hall. And we're looking forward to it. It's a chance for our elders to get together and socialize, and for us to be able to see them and say hello and make sure they're doing okay, and just a great opportunity for us to be able to honor them today.
Mm-hmm. We're going to have an extra special treat in a presentation to Ethel Mackinnon from the American Indian Alaska Natives Tourism Association, and board member Rachel Marina will be making that presentation. Ethel was not able to go down to the conference that IANTA had, so they sent the award up to her. Mm-hmm. And we'll start at 11:30 with a welcome by Nyla Duncan, and she'll do our welcome in Tlingit. And this is so opposite. I'm her elder, and I will be doing the welcome in English. So,
oh, wow.
And then we will have the blessing of the food, possibly in Tlingit, too. And then following that, we'll have some dinner served, and then we'll have the swearing-in of the tribal council. And we just held our elections on the 13th, and those are two-year terms for everybody. And by the skin of my teeth, I became a chair for my second term. And so I'll be sworn in along with Nancy Douglas, Mike Miller, Robert Sam, or Bob, as I've called him since he was born. And tomorrow Lillian Feldpouch will be sworn in also.
And speaking of the swearing in, you are going to serve your second term on Sitka Tribe of Alaska Council, and you were talking earlier about the realization of partnerships, that's long partnerships with STA, that's kind of happened over the last couple of years in your last term. Can you talk a little bit about some of the exciting things happening with the partnerships with the council and what you hope for going forward into your next term?
Yes, one of the most recent huge benefits of the partnerships that we've been developing over the decades is our partnership with the Sitka National Historical Park has developed even further to be an actual, we are compacting some of the services, and right now we're negotiating to see what's going to happen in 2019 with the Park Service. But we've had tremendous partnerships throughout the decades, including we have an MOU with the city-owned borough of Sitka. Mm-hmm. We have had a partnership with Center for Community for our transit system, our fixed route, and also for the para route. We have a partnership with the center, for Swan Lake Senior Center. Mm-hmm. And we also pass through funds to the Senior Center for helping provide meals for elders. And our Social Services Department has many, many partnerships, and I'd really like them to go into depth with the honor that we just received from one of them, mm-hmm. for one of them.
So let's talk about that. The Honoring Nations Harvard Award. What is that, and why did STA receive this honor?
So thank you so much. We received this honor just recently in Denver at the National Congress of American Indians. It was an amazing opportunity, and to have our tribal council there and our GM was just amazing to top it all off. But how it all came about was we've been working very closely with the Office of Children's Services here in Sitka and kind of all throughout Southeast Alaska, but mainly Sitka. And in doing that partnership and working with them, we've noticed that our statistics are really high. And Brianna couldn't go into that. She's really amazing in knowing all that statistics. But we were noticing that we had such a high success rate. We were working together. We weren't working like against each other like we were in the beginning. Miscommunication, thinking it was like our way or the highway. Instead, we were like, okay, let's work together and see what we can accomplish. And we've accomplished so much. In doing so, we applied for this Harvard award among 76 other applicants. And we had to go through three rounds, and we made to the next round, got excited. It got to the next round, got excited, and even got to have them here, the Harvard Award board members, come and visit our small town and actually see it like in action firsthand, like what we are doing. It's not just on paper. This is actually working. And from there, we got invited to Denver. And then in doing so, not only did we make it to the last round, we also got high honors, which was really amazing. So,
and can you talk about some of the intervention statistics and describe some of this work that you're being honored for?
Sure. So the Indian Child Welfare Act's primary goal is to keep tribal children with their families. In doing that, we have the highest intervention rate in the state for all tribes. We intervene on 100% of our ICWA cases, which means that if the child is in the state protective system in any regard, we're involved in it. And it's really unique because it doesn't matter if the child is here in Sitka or elsewhere in Alaska or even out of state. We have several cases that are out of state. We still participate in all the court hearings. We are on the phone calling in for case planning meetings. We're always a support to the parents if we can be and speak up for the children. Mm-hmm. Another one of our statistics that helped for this award was our ICWA compliance rate. So under the Indian Child Welfare Act, there are certain levels of placement preferences where they would like children to be if they cannot be with their parents. The number one placement tier is extended family, so any member of a child's family, whether they're native or non-native, is considered like the first preference. And you know, it goes under that as any member of a child's tribe can be a foster home. After that is any tribal foster home. It doesn't have to be the same tribe. And then it just continues down. And we have a pretty high ICWA compliance preference rate. I thought it was like 80%, but then I recently heard it was higher and maybe closer to like 90 or so. And it changes because we get cases and then we lose cases because they're either adopted or they're reunified with their parents and stuff. So it's kind of like a fluid rate. And then finally, the rate at which children are being taken out of their homes is down for Sitka Tribe. And that comes about oftentimes because we can find like a collaborative approach with the Office of Children's Services that still keeps the children safe, but in their homes or with their parents. And sometimes that means working a voluntary case. And our experience has been that parents are more likely to do it if there is like a strong tribal involvement. Mm-hmm. They're more trusting. And there are just other ways too. Like sometimes the only barrier is that children aren't getting to school because their parents' car broke down. Mm-hmm. And the Office of Children's Services is like, well, children have to go to school, so we have to take these kids out of home because you're not getting them to school. And we're like, well, we can help pay for car repair. Mm-hmm. And so different solutions like that help keep the kids in home.
I think they also do a lot of wonderful, what I like to call prevention, because my background was at Scioto. Mm-hmm. And I think that they do tremendous prevention activities throughout the year. Social services and our cultural resources department, they do that sort of thing. And I think that the Healthy Family program that they've got going is tremendous in helping keep families together, because they do their activities together, and they are healthy activities.
And speaking of activities for children, you also wanted to talk briefly, and we have just a few more seconds, about the Children's Christmas Party. Can you give me some details on that?
Yes, so we have the annual Children's Christmas Party on Saturday, December 8th. Starts at 11:30 to 3. It's at Blatchley Middle School again, so we'll have the gym, the MPR, the commons area, and the pool. So we would love to have our tribal children get registered for the party so that they can get a gift card and come and enjoy the atmosphere and all the fun with all the families.
All right. And anything else you'd like to add before we sign off?
I guess I would just like to add that along with our luncheon today, we're having a newly added elder legal clinic. So from 1 to 4 o'clock, there's slots for elders to come and get help with simple wills, transfer on death deeds, advanced health care directives, durable power of attorneys. So we'd love to see elders there today.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining me this morning. Oh, sure.
Do I have a second to say that I'd like to let everybody know that the Gudjaheen dancers will be at the luncheon today performing for us, too.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining me this morning. I've been speaking with Kathy Hope Erickson, Melanie Board, Krista Perilla, and Brianna Stewart about some of the exciting things happening at Sitka Tribe of Alaska. And today, the Honoring Tribal Elders Luncheon at Harrigan Centennial Hall at what time? At 11:30. All right. Thanks again.
Thank you.
Thank you.